హలో, నమస్తే, సలాం వాలేకుమ్, సస్త్రీయకాల్, వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు అనదర్ సెషన్ విత్ యువర్ వాషఫ్ అట్ వారేవా .com. టుడే ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు షో యూ హౌ టు మేక్ ఆసమ్ పన్నీర్ పిజ్జా పాకెట్స్. యు నో దే ఆర్ సింపుల్ పాకెట్స్, బట్ వెన్ యూ టేస్ట్ దెమ్ దే స్మెల్ అండ్ టేస్ట్ లైక్ పిజ్జా. సో ఫర్ దిస్ యు నో ఐవ్ గాట్ పన్నీర్ విచ్ ఐవ్ కట్ దెమ్ ఇన్ టు క్యూబ్స్ అండ్ ఐవ్ ఆల్సో గాట్ సమ్ పన్నీర్ దట్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ గ్రేటెడ్. యూ కెన్ యాడ్ దట్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ దిస్. And now we're going to add the seasonings. Add salt, pepper powder. You can add mixed herb or oregano in this. This will give a very nice flavor. And add some chili flakes also, you know, if you want to make it spicy. And add some chopped garlic. And in this, add some tomato puree. And also a little bit of tomato ketchup. That will make this even more tasty. Okay. Now, mix all of this. And we are going to use this as a filling for our pizza pockets. Okay, this is good. You know, I think I can add a little more of tomato ketchup. This should be good enough. Taste it. Wow. I'm telling you, when these are in the pockets and fried, awesome. This will become super tasty and kids will love it. Now we will make the dough in which we are going to stuff this paneer masala. Here I've got 1 cup of all-purpose flour. Add a pinch of salt, okay, just to taste. And in this, add soda, the cooking soda, okay. Mix this soda and flour along with the salt. And now we're going to use buttermilk to make this dough. Just pour in some buttermilk and make this into a soft dough. Now, you know, look at this dough. Just knead it for like around 2-3 minutes and then just make into a rounder like this and put a cloth to cover on this and let it rest like for 15 minutes. After around 15 minutes of resting, just take this dough and use some flour and roll it into a thin sheet. Now, just all you need to do is cut them into nice rectangles. You want to cut them into squares or even roundels, any shape you want. Just put some of this paneer masala inside. Edges of this dough, just wet them with little water. Now, you know, fold them into pockets. Just fold them into pockets. Pretty easy. Look at this. These pockets are all nice. And all you need to do is make a slurry with all-purpose flour and some water. And just dip them in this. And then just dip this in the breadcrumb and so that the breadcrumb coats these pockets well, and we're going to fry these pockets. Okay, look at this. Pockets are ready. Inside is all nice pizza flavored mixture, and this will go into the deep fat fryer. This is going to be 100% vegetarian and awesome paneer pockets. Now, there is a technique to fry these. First thing is, after you roll them in the breadcrumb, put it in the refrigerator for around 30 minutes. That way the inside mixture has to be very cold. Then you fry them in little hot oil so that when it is fried, the inside mixture should not become too hot. If it becomes too hot, these pockets may break. So the simple technique you follow, put it in the fridge for half an hour, fry them in little hot oil till you get a nice golden color and remove it off. Dear friends, the outer coating will get cooked fast and the inside should be nicely warmed up. Dear friends, look at these pockets. And in every pocket, I'm telling you, the kids will cry, pizza, pizza, pizza. Dear friends, look at this. Wow. You know, these kind of pizza pockets are extraordinary. Not only the kids, even we grown-ups will go crazy for these pizza pockets. Dear friends, I hope you enjoyed today's session of learning how to make these awesome pizza pockets. But do not forget, Vareva is all about inspiring others to cook. So please post your recipes and cooking tips at vareva.com so others can benefit from your great cooking. Thank you.